Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Shake it up, baby.
The Isley Brothers, bringing this back. They've been around a long time. Almost as long as me. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kita Spak. S-Z-P-A-K is how you spell her last name. You can find her online when you put a .com on the end. She's the author of The Simple Life and co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. Kita, thanks again for being here. So I want to talk about simplifying your life as a way to get to happiness. I want to tie both of your books together. And I'm just going to, and I probably told you this before, but when I turned 40, I read the book Passages by Gail Sheehy. And what she said in there was, she said, when I turned 40, I made the decision, no more BS, no more BS in my life. And what I read that and I thought, and that hit me. And I said, And the way I converted that was I'm going to seek out people and things that make me happy. And I'm going to move away from people and things that make me unhappy. And I've been doing that ever since. And it simplified my life. Resulted in me simplifying my life a little bit. Of course, then I became a business owner, and that didn't help simplifying. But still, that decision in my head has helped me to be a happier person. What do you think?
Well, I think that is it's a great outcome for you, Jim. But remember, before one can look for happiness, so to speak, one has to be aware, which is what you sort of became at 40 reading Passages. So each of us gets to that moment or that instant, the situation, the crisis, whatever you may want to call it, where we sort of finally stop in our tracks. And it's a little bit what we are already talking about. You have to stop in your tracks and realize what you're doing in your life and how you're doing it. And then you go, oh, I'm suddenly or I am finally aware of who and what I'm up to. And then you can decide how you want to proceed. Do you want to go the same way? Do you want to change something up? And that's where the decisions to simplify become a lot more easier to implement.
And I want to land on one word that you just said. It's a pretty simple, pretty utilitarian word, decision. Your life will become the decisions that you make. What do you think?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can make a good decision or a bad decision, but we're all going to make both of them, but the question is, which one do you learn from? What do you think?
Well, obviously, if you make a decision that is a weak one, you will learn from it with the wisdom that you gain from, that was not such a good experience.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like the knot that put on my head. That's what I said.
Yeah. The thing is, sometimes people are repeat. In other words, they see or notice a pattern in their life, and it's the pattern that has to be upset in order for them to change.
And that pattern, though, identifying that pattern is another word that she used, aware, being aware, self-aware.
Right.
One of the best things that ever happened to me was I was taught, in my 20s, I was taught the concept of self-awareness, the power, in fact, of self-awareness. What do you think?
Yes. Again, being self-aware as to how often you're going to your Twitter, being self-aware as to how many cups of coffee you have, being self-aware as to, gee, did I even get outside today? Those are very, very, mm-hmm. very simple actions, Jim. But they accumulate, and cumulatively, they add up to your life.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so what we're talking about here, folks, is many people live their life in an unhappy and an unsimplified way, and they're blaming others. And so with the decision that I made, Keita, that I talked about earlier, I wasn't blaming those other people. I didn't say, you're making me unhappy. I was just saying, when we're together, I'm unhappy. So I'm going to make us not be together. I'm going to move away. And I did. And it, you know what? And I have to be honest, it probably made them happy too. I know one particular person, and I'm not going to say who she is, but she's now living in my ex-house. I know I made her very happy. Go ahead, Keita. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, it takes maturity and it takes courage, actually, to make changes in your life, especially when there are expectations that others have of you. Oh, well, this is the way you always are. Mm-hmm. Well, you always go to brunch on Sunday, even though you really don't want to go to brunch on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You'd rather be outside. Again, those are those kind of simple little acts of discernment mm-hmm. that lead to bigger acts. But you put them all together, and lo and behold, hey, I'm happier.
And you're in charge of your own happiness. Even if life has dealt you a hand that is not a happy hand, you're in charge of being happy inside of that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yes. You are responding to what is going on around you. And your response is key to how you are going to feel about yourself. Remember, you're always good enough. It's finding out that you are good enough.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find her online. You'll be glad you did. Keita, good job today. Thank you again for being here. Come back soon. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.